it was kind of a little wire hooked on to something that you could put down in a lamp. You could curl your hair like that too. We used all those. You put it down in a lamp and you get it hot enough and then you roll your hair around and it would stay curly. And if you wanted it straight, well, I can't remember what they did when they wanted it straight. But that's the way we used to curl our hair. With this yellow. I saw one some time ago in some book. It ain't been too long, about 2 weeks, I believe. I saw one of those.
What do you use for your hair?
What you mean?
Water? Brush. Yeah.
Brush and a comb.
Just take that and brush
it. Mm-hmm. Brush it.
Yeah. Now, what about your brushing
your... Brushing your teeth?
Yeah.
Use a brush. I usually use a brush and mostly soda. Plenty of people buy all this stuff to use, but soda's just as good as you can use, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. It came in a what?
A little box.
Yeah, but the stuff they get now comes in a...
In a tube. All comes in a tube now.
Yeah. So that came in a brush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In a little box.
Yes, ma'am.
We still buy it. I buy it all the time. It's good for a lot of things.
Could you buy it back in those days? That stuff that came in a tube?
No. At least if they had it, we never did see it.
What?
You know, the toothpaste that comes in tubes. We never did use it in olden times.
Yes, ma'am. Did your husband like to hunt?
Oh, Lord, don't ask if he did if he liked to hunt. He loved it, aren't he? Loved it.
What would you put in a revolver? In a pistol or a...
A bullet.
Okay. Would you see those little cartridges?
Yeah, we could always call it a bullet. Some people call it cartridges.
Yeah.
But it's about this long.
Yes, ma'am.
You put those in a gun, too. You know something. They're bigger than for the pistol, but they... A lot of people use those in guns.
Were the games that you played different than what boys played when y'all were coming up? Or what sort of things did y'all do?
They're altogether different now. They don't play anything anymore. When the girls and boys get together now, they go in the car, they go riding. But we played, we used to play, of course, not after we grew up to be 16 and 17, you know, but in our young days, from 9, 10 on, we had to play a thing game we call Hide and Spy. I don't know if you knew that.
Tell me about that.
One person would hide his eyes and everybody would go and hide. And then he would have to hunt for you. And when we'd be watching, you know, and he was hunting for somebody and he was falling out, well, we'd run him to the base. And we were free, you see, he didn't get us. And then we played Overently. Did you ever hear of that?
No, ma'am. What's that?
You take a ball, you take so many on this side of the house and so many on that side of the house. And you take a ball and you pitch it over and you holler, Overently. And they catch it on this other side, you see. And then you got to watch them because they're going to come around you and try to get some of these on this side, on their side. And whenever they start this way, well, we'd start running this way, and then first thing you know, they'd start back this way, and they'd catch two or three of us on this side. It was fun. And then we played...
You pitched it over, and they...
They'd catch it on the other side.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then they'd run around the house together.